Many of you have seen announcements that have kind of come and flying around about our young adult group. They have been gathering once a month, and as you might guess, which is true, I think, for this church as a whole, but especially I think it's true for the young adults of this church, if you tell them that there's going to be food there, they tend to want to come. See, Pat is nodding, he's going, that's right, Reverend Derek, when there's food, man, we're there. But in this, the gathering that they've been having, they've been calling them hot pots, so they'll use a sometimes I think they're using the Japanese hot pot, like a nabe, that they can use to prepare. But the thing that they're required to do is not to come empty-handed. Each person is then asked to bring something to add to the hot pot. They bring the little propane lighter. This is kind of Nick and Pat's thing. It started with Reverend Shalom. They'll bring the propane burner out, and they'll put it on the table, and people will bring the different ingredients. And as they bring those ingredients together, they put them all together, and they enjoy the fellowship of the table through this hot pot. It's a very powerful metaphor for us as we think about it in those terms. It reminded me of a story that maybe you've heard a long time ago called Stone Soup, and it really is relevant of the way that God moves in the life of community. Stone Soup is the story about three soldiers who are running around the country in war-torn time and go into a village that's very poor, and everybody's inside of their houses. They're hungry and looking for a place to sleep. And so they go to each one of the houses and they ask if anybody has any food to offer them. And every place that they go, people say, no, we don't have any food. We don't have anything to share. We don't have anything that we can offer you. So thinking about that, they come together and they come into the center of town and they take a pot and they put that pot over a burner and then they put three stones inside of the pot and they start boiling these stones. And they start stirring the stones around. And so people are starting to wonder what they're actually doing. So they come over to the pot and say, well, what are you making here? And they say, we're making stone soup. And they say, well, is it good? You know, what's happening here? And they said, you know what? It would be better if someone would help us by adding salt and pepper to the stones. And the person goes, oh, I have salt and pepper. I'm going to go and get it and come right back. So they run back and they come back and they bring the salt and pepper, and they add it to the boiling stone, boiling water. And then other people start to come around, and then they say, what are you making? Oh, we're making stone soup. Well, you know, is it good? Well, it might be better if somebody brought some carrots. Well, I have some carrots. Let me go and get my carrots, and I'll come right back. And so they go to the home, and they get the carrots, and they bring them back, and they put it into the mix. They drop it in there and just continue to stir the pot around. And people start coming around, and they keep coming around this pot. And every time somebody asks, well, is it good? Well, I think it would be better if we added some chicken or an onion or a potato or some mushrooms. And all of a sudden, people start bringing things around to this pot. And they start to have this pot that is becoming a feast. And as they continue to stir the pot, it becomes this mixture that is stone soup. But it is a reminder to the community that when you think about the gifts that you've been given individually, you might think of those gifts as meager. But every time you add those gifts with the gifts of others, what you come to discover is that God is working a very important abundance among you. When you bring all those gifts together and draw them together for a common purpose, that as you bring them together, they illuminate a way for us to experience an abundance that God has right there for us. We may not have noticed it when we were sitting in our house by ourselves. We thought we just had an onion and some water. But when we added that onion into the gifts of the other people in the village, in the way the story articulates it, then we come to discover in that God has a great abundance when we're able to draw our gifts together. That's what our hot pot folks do when they gather together. They're gathered together, and they bring their ingredients, they put it in the pot, and they realize that they may have come with just a handful of bok choy, but they put that bok choy into the water, and they combine it with other meats and vegetables, and they come together with a hot pot that blesses everyone sitting around the table. And so the question that I have for us today as we think about that metaphor and to think a little bit about it in the context of what we were able to share yesterday at the bazaar is, what will you bring to the hot pot? What will you bring to the stone soup? What is it that you were able to bring yesterday to all that we were able to share? Now, I would guess that in asking that question, some of you are going to say this, Reverend Derek, I'm an onion. And I really don't know if I have all that much to offer with my onion. I want to try to help, but I'm not sure that the onion is enough to really make a difference on anything. Reverend Derek, I feel like a daikon. I feel like a Japanese radish, you know, and they're really good, but, you know, by itself, what does a Japanese radish ever do, you know? And you think to yourself, I don't have anything to add to the mixture. And you think to yourself, well, I'm just a potato. I'm just a potato. I don't really have any flavor, you know. There's nothing I can add to the mixture of things. But that come to understand when you bring all of those gifts together, that God has taken what you have thought of as scarcity and made it into an abundance. And that abundance in working together is able to bless not just us, but bless others. So here's my question. Who are you and what do you bring to the hot pot? Are you an onion or a potato? Are you a carrot or a napa? What are you? So those folks who are here with me who have been asked to help, come on forward. I want to see what you're going to bring to the pot. Thanks. You can just leave it right there. David's an onion. Just set it on the table. It's okay. Can you go and sit down? Perfect. Yeah, Ryan is a tofu. Thank you. Thank you. You might think Reverend Derek's finding a creative way to use the overdue leftover produce from yesterday. But wanting to use this as a metaphor for all of us, it reminds us of this truth that was illuminated in the story of Stone Soup and really is illuminated by our young adults every time they gather for Hot Pot, and is illuminated as well by what we were able to do yesterday as we gathered in our bizarre effort. We'll see if it falls over. All right. But as we think about the pot and what we were able to do yesterday, that's why the bazaar is so very important. You know, we talk about the bazaar as a fundraiser. You know, we talk about it in the context of, you know, food preparation and working so hard. But I want to tell you more than anything, what comes to me is when I watch you all working together, that it is very much like this. I know that folks say, you know, I don't really have much to offer. I can, you know, scoop some rice and maybe cook a chicken or two, but that's not really much in the scheme of things. But bring that together with the gifts that others are bringing to this pot. And when we bring those gifts together, look at the miracles that we can do. If you think about what happened yesterday, that was a miracle. It was a miracle that God could bring together all of those things and put them in a pot like this and enable them to be a blessing to others. And when we think about it in those terms, what I want to suggest to all of us today is how powerful that is as a metaphor for ministry in the church. Is that what we realize is that every single person has something to offer the pot. As you might think that your gifts are small and meager and unimportant, I want to tell you that your gifts are mightily important to make this pot the place where God's miracles can happen. If you think about this ministry as that pot, the ministry that we are, it is only possible because you all contribute to this Stone Soup. You bring the gifts that are important for the life of this church. And so, and I've heard people say, they say it all the time, my gifts are meager, Reverend Derek. There really isn't much that I can do. But I tell you, I saw people who worked for hours and hours and hours with what they would call meager gifts, but enabled the bazaar to be a tremendous success, not just for us, but for our community. And what a blessing that is for us to think that we had such an opportunity. And why I am filled with such emotion when I think about what we do together, because it takes each one of you to make that possible. And I know that there are folks who will say, you know, I don't have much to give. But if you're praying for us, that's something important. Yesterday I sat with Helen Akita, and she was, I was watching as folks came over to talk to her. And she would take a heavy sigh. Every time folks would ask her how she was doing, she would take a heavy sigh like this, and she goes, I'm living day by day. And things are okay, you know, and she had this kind of weariness in spirit about her, but I sat next to her and I told her, you know, every time I see you, it inspires me, because I know how hard it is for you to get here. It takes so many hands to get her ready and to get her here and to get her in the sanctuary that it is for me a tremendous blessing to see such sacrifice that gets her here in this place. Many of you saw Tamaya Nomi, a longtime member of this church, who has not been here for a long time. She told her family it's important for her to be at the bazaar. She wasn't able to work on any shifts. She wasn't able to do anything that we would consider productive in the bazaar sense. But I tell you that her presence was powerful for our community because it reminded us that people loved this church so much that they would sacrifice to get here in a very important way. And then my evangelist over at Lakeshore is Tomi Mano. So Tomi Mano organized a bus of people to come yesterday. And it was an amazing, amazing thing to see. And Tomi was so proud. I was watching Tomi come in her walker, and she had this group of people behind her. And I was like, yeah, Tomi. I was like, that's great. She came on Thursday to the BLT, our luncheon. And she said, Reverend Derek, I wanted to get, this last Thursday, I wanted to get some tickets. And I said, how many do you want, Tomi? I want 20. I said, 20? You want 20 tickets? So I gave her 20 tickets, and she sold them and gave them all away to people at Lakeshore. Now, I look at that and I think to myself, what a powerful testimony it is for us to think about this pot in just that way. That folks give all different kinds of gifts, but each one of those gifts is so very important in enabling us to be successful as when we think about ourselves, both as the bazaar, but just as our ministry. When you think about worship and fellowship, our BLT and the Tuesday ladies and what we do in church school and what our young adults are doing, we realize that they are all expressions of this same metaphor. And I want to affirm that metaphor for us because if we are going to do anything as a church, it's going to be when we take this kind of theology seriously and realize that it takes every one of us to contribute to the hot pot to enable it to be, to enable our ministry to be a success in just that way. And so what I want to affirm in all of us is that powerful truth, that God comes into the sanctuary to empower us so that we might give the gifts that we have been given. In the very same way that Paul is encouraging the Romans to assess their gifts and be able to use those gifts in a way that are going to upbuild the community and know that in those gifts they are humbled by the ability to offer them and feel like one gift is not more important than the other. One gift is not more minimal than the other. All gifts are important in that. That is the message that Paul is giving to the people of Rome, because there is this infighting going on as to who is more important in their community, who is the one who serves greater and more faithfully. And Paul's here to say, each one of us serves equally in this. When we bring the gifts that we've been given and bring them into the pot that would be called the body of Christ. And when we do so, we can know that what will happen is a miracle. God working amongst us in just this way. And so I want for us to hold on to the bazaar as an important metaphor for ministry for us and realize that we cannot do anything alone. There isn't one of us who could work this ministry alone. We need each other, and we need to work together. And when we can do that together, what we come to discover is that God is ready to do and make miracles right here amongst us. And so my prayer this day is that we would hold on to that metaphor and think about it. I know that as I put this on you today, it's not just a celebration of what happened yesterday, but also it is a challenge for us as we think about the future. Because if we are going to move forward as a ministry in this church, it is going to be because every one of us, young and old, every generation, every ethnicity, every experience, every single person who comes into this fellowship and says, I want to contribute my part to this hot pot called Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church. When we can do that, I promise you that God is going to make miracles here in this place through the gifts that we would offer in just this way. And so today, as we look at this pot, I want to make sure that we are affirming as well the idea that if we think about our world this way, when we're talking about this as World Communion Sunday, when we're able to value folks of other ethnicities and other languages and other cultures with different backgrounds in different countries, and recognize that there is that thing that brings us into one pot, and that is Jesus Christ. And when we are able to say that we are no better than anyone else who brings something into the pot, but that we are all in that, unified in our ability to see that we have more in common than we have distinct from each other. Our languages might be different, our cultures might be different, our land is different. But the one thing that we have is Christ, who unifies us together into one pot. And that it is in that that as we think about ourselves as a global family on this World Communion Sunday, as we realize as you're walking down the aisle today to bring to take Holy Communion, that you can know that there are Christians all over this world who are doing the same thing and who are affirming the very same thing that we are affirming this day, that we are a part of the body of Christ. And though we may not speak the same language or have the same culture, that we are a part of that body. Each one of us important. No one more important than the other. We think of ourselves sometimes here in the United States, and we hear talk all the time about how we're the greatest nation in the world, and we would acknowledge that we have a very important role to play in this world. But if we think that we're the pot, then we're forgetting something very important, and that is that we need to be concerned about the global family and understand our way of being together in this is to draw ourselves into a community, to a body of Christ, realizing that we are differently gifted, but all very important for the functioning of the body of Jesus Christ around the globe, around the world. So today, as we gather together, I'm going to leave this pot right there. It's going to stay just like that. And we are going to celebrate the gift of Holy Communion. And as we do so this day, let us be mindful of the great blessing that God works through each one of us and the gifts that we can bring, and the gift of this ministry called Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church, and the gift of the ministry of Jesus Christ in the world, and know that it is in this call that we would offer the gifts that we have, as meager as we might feel they are, offer them and know that they have the power to change the